Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country. Today is Monday, October 28th, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Tonight, we're going to have one big topic, and some people think it's me with a broken record, but I'm going to say it again. But I'm going to get more into the details of why tonight, or try to. Why today's GOP is not the answer. Why we need to abandon the GOP. Because it's just another liberal party. So I titled the show, Save America, Abandon Today's Liberal Progressive GOP. And I've got a couple of reasons why, but before we get into that, a couple of things to announce. Tonight's going to be a little bit of a short show again. I'll have to wrap it up at about 8:30. I have to work. I'm good and bad. It's good that I have a job, bad that it's going to interfere with this, but that's okay. The other is Thursday. I'm going to try, we'll see if this will work, but I'm going to try to let Thursday be a Florida report on a variety of issues, which we'll start with transportation. What's going on here in Florida and transportation and Rick Scott, which we're going to talk about Rick Scott, why he's another GOPer who needs to go. You know, they're not already tolling us to death, adding tolls to every highway, and now they want to charge us per vehicle miles traveled, another tax on top of it. The whole thing is nuts. They need to reevaluate what the appropriate gas tax is and make an adjustment. There's other ways that would be less expensive and that would save in so many ways, but we'll get into the details of that on Thursday. What they're doing is trying to rip us off and give money to their friends. We have to understand the GOP is just as scummy as the DNC. Okay? There's no difference. These are just a bunch of scumbags, and I don't care what party they're in. And that's why tonight's show is the GOP is not the answer. The GOP, if we want to save America, we must abandon today's liberal progressive GOP. Because today's GOP is nothing different than the DNC. There's no difference between these two parties, people. The sooner you realize that and wake up and smell the coffee and smell the whatever it really is, because it's not coffee, it's something else, some manure out there, then we have a chance to change something at the ballot box. But right now, you know, you people who think the GOP is going to save you, you're nuts. You're totally nuts. That's my own personal opinion. Not a medical diagnosis. So Thursday we want to really focus in on some of the things because there's so much going on. Neil Rice is going to be on the show. She keeps so up to date on everything that's going on with Florida. And she's got so many things, especially with what Rick Scott is doing. And I'm telling you, if the GOP endorses Rick Scott, which is what they've said they're going to do, you got to get in their face. You've got to tell the Republican Party of Florida and the RNC, the National Committee, no. No to the scum. Stop it. It's like the GOP is killing us, too. It's like, come on, it's not an answer. Anyway, so Thursdays we're going to do that. The other thing is, last week, as you may have noticed, there weren't any shows in the radio show. We had the show on Tuesday, but I did not have my Monday or Thursday show. Been busy with the courtroom routine, taking care of some legal issues with, as some of you know, my father's estate in these matters. And we'll be giving you another update on that real soon, but I was quite busy last week. And I may be, I haven't seen what the schedule is going to look like, have to make a few more trips down to that courthouse. Lord only knows I'm getting to know the Orange County Courthouse much more than I prefer to. So if I miss a show here and there, try not to be too alarmed. It's because of that. I'll try to do the shows when I can, but sometimes there's just not enough hours in a day. So just keep that in mind. I was not ignoring you, and I have not by any means surrendered or given up on this stuff. I just unfortunately couldn't be in two places at the same time, just not enough hours in a day. So, on that note, let's get into the key topic of tonight. And I do see, looks like Miss Texas is out there, so she'll, I'm sure she's going to give me a few minutes to chat, and then she will want to chime in. And anyone else that, you know, if you're out there in the queue, if you want to speak on the air, make sure you press that magic one, and that tells me you want to speak on the queue. Otherwise, I just leave you out there, and I do not interrupt you. Okay, now, why do I say Save America abandoned today's little progressive GOP? Why would I say such a crazy thing, right? Well, I'm telling you. I saw something, and I'm going to read it to you in just a minute here. I'll read at least a portion of it. It's time to realize what the GOP, the Republican Party, is versus the Democrat Party. Guess what? It's the same thing. They're a mirror image of each other. They try to pretend, and you know, they put on a little bit of a facade there while they're up there on the hill and whatever. But the majority of them, 95% of those in the Republican Party, could just as well sit in the Democrat Party, and you'd never know the difference. You want some examples? Chris Christie. Do you really think Chris Christie is a conservative or a constitutionalist? Do you really? What about Marco Rubio? Do you really think he's a conservative? I don't think so. I mean, you know, he goes up there and he stomps around a little bit, you know, playing with the Obamacare thing and trying to pretend he's something he's not. And he's a terrible actor. He definitely should never be in the theater because he's a terrible actor. I mean, you can't believe a thing the guy says. Now, maybe it's because I've seen him over the years, and it's like you can just tell the guy is so superficial, it's not funny. But he has seemed to have changed his position on the Amnesty conference a little bit now, but we'll talk about that in a few minutes. But then the other, you know, Mitch McConnell. Now they say, or I should say Ann Coulter says, Mitch McConnell used to be really tough on stuff. When he was the majority leader, he was tough. He did this, he did that, la, 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 la. Well, I haven't seen him be tough here. I mean, I saw him vote against S-744 amnesty, the amnesty bill, because he was running scared for his re-election. He was out there initially promoting amnesty. He was promoting the bill with Rubio, but he started running scared because he was getting way too much flack from the hometown, and he's up for election. And right now, there's another guy running against him who seems really good, and I'm telling you, I think they ought to get rid of the deadbeats in there. Mitch McConnell, get rid of him. He doesn't need to be there. He's another liberal progressive. You know, maybe sometime in his career he wasn't a liberal progressive, but that's what he is now. And no one's going to tell me that it wasn't his $2 billion dam deal that Dianne Feinstein gave him on a silver platter that didn't influence what he was doing when it came to this Obamacare and the CR, the continuing resolution, and the debt ceiling, all this other nonsense. He was bribed. So wait a minute, the GOP, why do we like the GOP? Because they can be bribed the same as the DNC? I mean, they spend and waste money the same way? I mean, maybe they do need the dam, I don't know. But it shouldn't have been part of anything to do with this deal. If they needed the dam so bad, it should have been a separate deal, totally voted on separately. That's if you don't believe in bribery. But Mitch McConnell, he's another scumbag. He's another GOP scumbag. Then, I mean, I can't say enough about the scumbags of John McCain and Lindsey Graham. I mean, these two guys, and this is what the GOP endorses. I mean, they keep putting these same people back in, so the GOP is not the answer. The Republican Party is just a mirror image of the DNC. They say a few other things out front, you know, here and there to pretend to be something different, but then they jump in bed with the Democrats. They have no principles. They are promoting the exact same thing the Democrats are promoting. So if you believe in communism and socialism, the Republican Party is good for you. But so is the Democrat Party. So if that's what you believe in, pick either one of them. It won't matter. There won't be any difference in it. It's the same thing. And the other thing that just irks me to no end, well, and talking about the GOP, who they embrace, John Ellis Bush. Most of you call him Jeb. John Ellis Bush. He's a communist. And, you know, people will go, I'm sure there's those out there saying, oh, what are you talking about? Go look at the history. He is out there. Two things recently with John Ellis Bush that proves this. Common Core, And anybody who knows anything about Common Core knows it's communism. That's what it is. It's the total taking away of this country, the reindoctrination of children, and everything you can imagine, making the next generation a bunch of peasants to a dictatorial government. And this is Jeb Bush, John Ellis Bush, who's doing this. And then him and his craziness about amnesty, that we need more Mexicans because they're more fertile and they have more kids. So he wants a slave camp is what he wants. That's what John Ellis Bush is. We need the Mexicans because they screw around more and have more babies. And we need workers. We need slaves. We need workers. That's what John Ellis Bush is about. The guy is another GOP scumbag that the GOP will endorse and embrace. The GOP doesn't care about our Constitution anymore, in case you haven't noticed. They don't care about the Constitution. They care about the same crap, socialism, power, money. They'll sell us out in a heartbeat. That's just the way it is. And I come down the list. Today's GOP is just another liberal progressive, out of control, corrupt, anti-American political party, just like the DNC. And so the hit reasons, the top reasons to me, the number one reason is the GOP rejects our organic Constitution. The Republican Party doesn't believe in this Constitution any more than the idiots on the other side. There is no difference. RNC equals DNC. That's all there is to it. Neither one of them abide by the Constitution. If either of them abided by the Constitution, Obama would have been impeached by now, and Hillary Clinton, after this latest Benghazi thing that's coming out now from 60 Minutes, she should be being strung up right now, too. Treason. These people are treasonous. What they have done is treason. But yet, you don't have any backbone in the Republican Party. I mean, truly it should be done on both sides. But if you want to say, well, the Democrats aren't going to go and impeach their own president, well, why not? You're not going to impeach the person who's destroying your country because you're in the same party? So in other words, it's more important to be a Democrat or a Republican than to be an American. And that's really what this all comes down to. These individuals, they got this party game. They're dividing this country. They're destroying it. They don't care about this country. And the more people insist on being a party to them, being a member and associated with them, the more you empower them to do this crap to us. You know, everybody who's a member of either one of these two parties is empowering these two parties to destroy this country. And I truly, truly believe that. The other, the GOP, they're ready to embrace amnesty. They are right now here, you know, this is Obama's trying to take the attention off of the Obamacare mess that's going on out there. And the GOP has no clue how to manage any of this mess. But now he's out there pushing amnesty. Well, deep down, I think even the Democrats, if they don't want to totally get thrown out of office, aren't going to be pushing the amnesty thing right now. But now we do have Marco Rubio, who seems to have seen a flicker of light. I won't say he's seen the light yet, but he seems to be seeing something flickering out there. He is now claiming that he's against the conference. He does not want to see a conference from the Senate and from the House on S-744. Maybe he finally got the message that Americans believe in being Americans instead of all this crap with the amnesty that he's been pushing. Maybe. Either that or, as was probably more likely, he's running for cover so fast because he knows he is not going to get reelected. He has got to go so far in the other direction to even have a chance to be reelected. Even though, even as late as, or I should say as recent as this morning, I heard a GOP person out there saying, well, he's changed his ways on this, and I still believe he's good for the Republican Party. If Marco Rubio is good for the Republican Party, then once again, I've just made my case. The guy is a liberal progressive. He's corrupt. He doesn't care about the rule of law. His loyalty is to the Latino community. He doesn't care about this country. And everything he says about mom and dad, he doesn't tell half the truth about that stuff. I mean, he's out there, the American dream, the American dream, the American dream. He hasn't got a clue what it's like to sweat about anything. He's had everything pretty much handed on his lap. His parents may have had to work, but it's nothing like what he tries to pretend. He is not the one who suffered, and he never saw his parents suffer. Give me a break. Give all of us a break, Marco, Amnesty, Rubio. So that guy is another one out there. Then right now, with everything that is going on with Obamacare, everybody's seeing all, even those who voted for it now, even those who really thought Obama was great and they really wanted him, wanted this crap out there and all this other stuff, even though many of us tried to warn them what it really was. Now all of a sudden they're realizing, well, the insurance that they had got canceled. What they're going to have to replace it with through Obamacare is going to do less and is going to cost them more. And the majority of those that are signing up for Medicaid. I loved it. The guy from Kentucky on, I don't know, whether it was Meet the Press or Fox News Sunday, one of those shows, the governor from Kentucky, it's working. We've already got 26,000 people enrolled. 21,000 are enrolled in Medicaid. That's not going to bring you the revenues, people. No, who's going to pay for it? To go out there and say that, somewhere, I think if I'm not mistaken, doing my math on that, that's somewhere around 75% of the people that enrolled in Medicaid, which was already out there, which is already having its own financial situation, but it's not bringing money into it. The whole thing is so ridiculous. I mean, forgetting how stupid the website is, and they finally took the face off. I thought that was pretty funny. So I say I knew they weren't going to leave that face out there. And I don't believe it was the face of anybody, even though it looks like, well, it almost looks like anybody. It looks about as typical or whatever you want to call it. But truthfully, it's probably not anybody. They probably took a picture of one and then changed the hair color, changed the eyes, whatever, did all sorts of things so it wouldn't look like anybody. Looks like everybody, but looks like nobody. But with everything that's going on, right now, the Republican Party, if they had any courage, had a backbone, would be saying, we have to repeal Obamacare now. Now the time comes. Repeal it. Forget this crap about any ending the mandate. Forget this crap about extending the mandate. Any of that stuff, repeal it now. We see it's a disaster. Repeal it now. Do you think the Republican Party will have the brain to do that? Do you think they'll have the courage to do that? There's a couple of them out there. There's definitely a handful in the House and in the Senate who would go out there and promote that. But you've got idiots like John McCain and Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, you know, and what was it, Corker from Tennessee, that don't have any backbone, who will just cave into whatever the Democrats want because they're part of it. They're part of the Liberal Progressive Party. They're not really conservatives. They're definitely not constitutionalists. So, but right now, tell me why right now is not the time to repeal Obamacare. You tell me, I mean, there's those out there who, even these Democrats who want to pretend to care about it, I don't think they're going to put up the same fight. They'll go out there and they'll do this spiel to pretend, but repeal it. If you want to have some very, very limited form of exchange for those who cannot afford any other kind of health care, then you want to put something, whatever, I would not support it. But if they want to do something like that, which is strictly limited, but to me, they should just repeal the whole thing. And I truly think they could repeal the whole thing now. Take that vote for repealing it now and see what people say. But does the Republican Party have that kind of courage? I doubt it. And I already mentioned about the Republican Party, the porkers. I mean, they're just as... The Republican Party isn't fiscally conservative. They had to bribe Mitch McConnell, I mean, $2 billion for a dam in Kentucky. And how many other earmarks are in that crap? I've heard about a few here and there, but I haven't heard the majority of them. But how much other crap? So the Republicans aren't fiscally conservative. If they were fiscally conservative, the first thing they'd do is cut their own pensions. They're not why should they be entitled to any kind of pension after 5 years? Why should they be entitled to any pension? Why are they entitled to any benefits from Obamacare, any subsidies or whatever all the other garbage is? So if they were fiscally conservative, they'd start with their own paycheck, their own bank accounts, and stop ripping us off. But they're not going to do that. And just like they're not going to stop wasting money on scam rail here in Florida, just like Rick Scott and the crap, and we're going to talk about more on Thursday, what he's doing with highways, toll roads, vehicle miles, which that's going on nationwide too. So you better tune in on Thursday to talk about the transportation, because they now, on top of the gas tax, they want to charge miles traveled, vehicle miles traveled for everybody. It's another scam to rip us off. And we'll get into the details on that on Thursday. I don't want to talk too much about that right now, but that will be a big piece of it. And then the bottom line, well, I shouldn't say the bottom. Rick Scott has to go. I mean, if the Republican Party is going to endorse the likes of a Rick Scott or the likes of a Rubio, the likes of a John McCain, again, you might as well vote for a Democrat. It makes no difference. Don't even think about parties because they're all the same. And this is why, if you really care about this country, you need to abandon both the parties. But those of us who believe in the Constitution and have any type of conservative values of smaller government, don't look to the GOP. They are not going to save this country. They are part of the problem. And this, the GOP continues to endorse and embrace the most liberal progressive rhinos out there. They continue to reject our Constitution. What other reasons do you need to know that you can't go with them? They're the evildoers, too. And, I mean, that's not to say there aren't. I mean, there's actually a couple of Democrats out there that are halfway decent and a couple of Republicans that are halfway decent, but the party means nothing. And the other part, which is kind of what got me started today, and I'm going to read this out to you. The other part about this is Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee is out there trashing the Tea Partiers, trashing Freedom Works, anybody that dare challenges the establishment. Excuse me. And that is what, I mean, I sent out an email today, and I'm going to read part of it to you. And I know it got forwarded to a few others, so some of you may be hearing this or have read it already. The GOP establishment, Huckabee calls on Republicans to push back on conservative groups. See, the Republicans are pushing back on the conservative groups because Republicans aren't conservative anymore. And that's the name of the article that we're going to talk about. But I went in there and put, Mike Huckabee is today's GOP. Today's very liberal progressive RNC regime. The RNC GOP no longer a party of U.S. constitutional values. Sad but true. Face it. The Republican Party has shred our Constitution just like the liberal progressive Democrats. There is no difference. And this guy, Mike Huckabee, he's dangerous because he's out there really on the front line of Fox News out there pretending to be this conservative when he's really nothing more than a GOP puppet. He's a GOP puppet establishment who's very liberal and progressive in his thinking. And I'll go ahead and like say read what I was putting in here. In case you still have not figured out why those of us who believe in our Constitution must abandon and bankrupt the GOP, just take a closer look at Mike Huckabee. Mike Huckabee is a typical member of the GOP liberal progressive establishment. Please do not be confused with Huckabee's political rhetoric. Most of the time, Huckabee sounds great on Fox News, but his true colors promote a liberal progressive agenda. Huckabee's support for Common Core, and boy, he is still promoting Common Core all over the place out there, people. Huckabee's support for Common Core means he no longer believes in our Constitution. In fact, to support Common Core is to support communism. Common communism. The two words go together, people. Common property, communism, Common Core, common education. You're going to put everybody in the same box. Huckabee's support for immigration reform instead of immigration enforcement again proves he rejects our Constitution and the rule of law. Huckabee's decision to trash those of us that do support our Constitution, i.e. Freedom Works, and are willing to take on the GOP establishment's liberal progressive incumbents in the primaries is more proof that Huckabee is a Republican first over being an American first. I am of the opinion Huckabee is just a puppet for the GOP establishment that has come more and more liberal progressive every election cycle. Look at those the GOP establishment endorses. Marco Rubio, John McCain, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney, Chris Christie. The list goes on and on and on. The Republican Party is not conservative or constitutional. So in my opinion, the number one reason the Republican Party, GOP, needs to be replaced is because it no longer embraces our Constitution. They don't even think of the Constitution when they do this crap. They really don't. It's all a political game. It's all a power game. It's all for the money. They will sell us out left and right. The Republican Party is no different than the Democrat Party. Thus, the RNC and the DNC are just one big liberal, progressive, tyrannical government. If you believe in an organic constitution, you must abandon both parties. If you believe in bigger government, socialism, and communism, you can choose to be part of either the RNC or the DNC. If you believe in Obamacare, you can be a member of either the RNC or the DNC. If you believe in amnesty for illegal invaders, you can be a member of the RNC or the DNC. Both the RNC and DNC have trashed our organic constitution. Both are destroying the United States of America. Both promote the New World Order that follows the dictate of the United Nations as one world government. And if you need proof, they have sold many of our national monuments to the United Nations. Many of our national monuments are no longer the sole property of the people of the United States of America. And I don't see how that isn't treason in itself and illegal for them to sell public property to foreign entities. But they have done it. Go look it up for yourself. And I end it by saying, I am proud to be a constitutional American patriot. I am proud to not be a Republican or a Democrat or a member of any liberal progressive establishment. Now, what Huckabee said in this article, and the name of the article is Huckabee Calls on Republicans to Push Back on Conservative Groups. Okay, and I'm going, these are the actual quotes from it. Speaking to the Central Arkansas Political Animals Club, Huckabee said mainstream Republicans need to push back on conservative groups like the Club for Growth and FreedomWorks, which have actively supported primary opponents for incumbent Republicans. And I have the link for it. But again, if you look up Huckabee Calls on Republicans to Push Back on Conservative Groups, you'll see the article. That's probably easier than me trying to read this link. Okay, next. Common Core, again, this is a quote, Common Core, Huckabee said conservatives were demonizing the education framework of Common Core. He said he felt it was on its way out, down the drain, because of its critics, end quote. Then, quote, illegal immigration. He cited the need for immigration reform, but said this kind of is a weird way they wrote this, but anyway. He cited the need for immigration reform, but said he still supports college aid for children of illegal immigrants, saying his interest is this issue was rooted in my value for human life. Children of illegal immigrants shouldn't be punished for the decisions their parents made, end quote. And then the last thing, quote, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee told a group of Central Arkansas politicos that he sees more energy and money being spent on Republicans to get rid of Republicans, a move he said will lead to more Democrat victories in 2014 and beyond, end quote. That is what Mike Huckabee says. He says keep those Republican establishment rhinos in office. That's what he believes we should do. He is totally against getting rid of the scumbuckets like that. Why? Because he promotes Common Core. He promotes illegal immigration. That's what, I mean, these aren't the things you would typically hear him saying on Fox News on the weekend or when he's talking to them on the Fox and Friends or whatever, when he does the various interviews on Fox News. He tends to be a lot more against the illegal immigration stuff, but he's playing both sides because he's a puppet for the Republican Party. You have to understand that's what he is. He's a hired gun. When I saw Mike Huckabee support Rhino, John Micah here in Florida, and, of course, Rubio and some of these others, you just know he's just a puppet. He'll do whatever the Republican Party says. He wanted to be a keynote speaker at that convention, so he'd do whatever they say. He didn't care that they trashed Ron Paul, even though Ron Paul's been right on so many things, because he's a GOP, he is a typical GOP progressive liberal establishment member. He's a Republican first, not an American first. His loyalty to a stupid party is much greater than his loyalty to this country. Even though that's not what he'll say on Fox News, but his actions speak louder than his words. This kind of crap he says right here about going after Tea Partiers for trying to get rid of progressive Republicans. He wants to keep the rhinos in there. That's disgusting. But this is what the Republican Party is. This is just what it is. Okay. On that note, let me see if I can get back into my switchboard here. Okay. Let's see. What else? Anybody else joining out in that chat room? Okay. Right now, it's just me and Mad Granny Taft out there all by herself. Well, Granny, if you're ready to join in, you just let me know. I think I have ranted for 30 minutes straight here, and it's just unbelievable. I mean, these people have got to get this through their thick heads. The Republican Party is not the answer. On that note, let's see what Ms. Texas, damn Mad Granny Taft, has to say tonight. Howdy.
Hi, Miss Sally.
Hello.
Missed you the other day. Figured you were in the courtroom, so I guess I was right.
Yep.
Anyway. Yep. You know, you hit the nail on the head. And today I had to go to the hospital and Dracula had to take some blood. And I was listening to my evening talk show as I normally do. And all of a sudden, no, I take it back. I was watching the news this afternoon at the hospital. I was watching Fox. I don't know what channel it was. It must have been on cable or something because I don't get this particular Fox evening news thing. And I don't know the name of the guy that wrote the book, but this is a guy who promotes One World, and he's written a book about communism, and I wish I could tell you what state, but one of the states has made this required reading for, I think it's 6 through 12. Now, it is a book on communism and why communism is good for this country. And I'm saying this because if people out there don't believe that this is going on, here's a perfect example of it. There is one state that is outlawed it. They're not going to allow it to be taught in schools. And, you know, Fox's question was, well, is this right for them to be able to say the kids can't read this or, you know, what are your feelings on it? And, of course, one of them says, well, if the kids read it, when they come out from reading it, they will be hard-nosed socialists. And I'm asking myself, what idiot, and yes, I use the word, that's a word I don't normally like to put in my vocabulary, but with this one, I have no choice. What idiot made this required reading for 6th through 12th grade?
Wow. Did they say something that it should have been college versus, acceptable reading for college versus the grade school? I remember something about that, but I'm trying to think of who wrote the book or what's the name of the book. I can't remember.
I can't think of the name of it. It's some America something. It's red, white, and blue book. It's white and got blue and red writing on it. I guess I should have looked it up. I didn't know what topic you were going to be on tonight. But I'll see if I can find it in a little bit. But when I heard this, I couldn't believe my ears. When I was in school, they would have never considered putting a book like that in the school library, much less calling it required reading.
Yeah, there was something about socialism in America, upcoming socialism, America being socialized. Something like that was the name of it, I think.
Well, I'll look it up. But I'm going, why? How far down the hill has our schools gone when they're willing to let something like that in the classroom up front? The Common Core, I'm not going to say that I'm forgiving them, but I can say maybe they didn't realize what they were getting into. But this is blatant, what do they call it when you go against our country?
Treason.
To me, this is blatant treason against this country to be teaching these kids communism in our classrooms.
Our union is at such risk, and so many are still so unaware, even though I do believe so many. I mean, when you think back 5 years ago, the difference of how many people are engaged in the discussion today really has changed that way. I just hope we're changing fast enough. And because I'm telling you, this massive takeover of socialism and communism of this country, it's there. And just people got to, the part that scares me is how many of them think a stupid Super Bowl or a World Series is more important.
I don't think they think it's more important. I think they don't think about it at all. Because they don't think anything is ever going to change. Everything is going to remain the same. This is America. Nothing like that could happen here. There's no way. I've had people say that. You're crazy. It'll never happen.
And that's the part that's really so scary, because it's like you've already been brainwashed. It's like 9/11 couldn't happen either, right? It's like, you know, that's...
And we couldn't have what was Hillary Clinton's title, Secretary of State, that would allow an American to be blown up because she wants the support of the communists that are trying to take control of this country.
That's right. And you know, how many people can't see the forest for the trees on that? They can't understand what the game she's playing. And yet we've got a Congress that has done nothing about what that lady has done. I mean, we know the president's just as treasonous as her, so he's not going to do anything. But they should be impeaching him, too. But she should be up on charges for treason for what she did with Benghazi.
Exactly. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about it. There's no way that this woman should be able to walk the streets, much less put her hat in a ring to run for president of this country. No way. But yet we've got people walking around there, out there on the street saying, oh, Hillary's going to run again. I'd like to run her all right, but not for president.
Yeah, run her someplace else. But I'm hoping maybe a little bit of that 60 Minutes thing got reached a few more Democrats out there. I mean, you got the diehard Republicans wouldn't vote for her no matter what, which is one good thing I'll give them. But when it comes to the Democrats who would still vote for whoever the Democrat is, I'm like, maybe this might just happen to get a few of them annoyed. I mean, I don't know. You would think that the Democrats who had people in the service, they're military veterans and stuff, they might think twice about just having an American blown up for the fun of it when they were told, known, and had all the forewarning they did.
Right, you know, and here we've got a president who no one in the hell knows where he was when all this was taking place. He may have been up in the room sleeping because he really didn't give a... I'm not going to say it. He doesn't care.
He's the biggest MIA, clueless president we've ever had. He didn't know the website for his Obamacare wasn't going to work either. He didn't know about the IRS. He didn't know about anything. What is this? Commander-in-chief? Commander of what?
Well, they're lying as far as that goes. They're all lying out their butts to save his butt, and that's all they're doing.
Right.
I mean, they're nothing but lies. He knew what was going on.
But
no way he
what
didn't.
They wanted. This is exactly what they wanted, because they want to force the single universal payer crapola for insurance. But right now, and I'm telling you, to me, if Republicans had any kind of backbone, had any kind of a brain, which I'm not sure they do, right now is the time to go out there and start saying, this is why we need to repeal Obamacare. This is only one piece of it, and now you're getting all the people calling up talking about how their stuff is getting canceled. Well, I liked it when I thought I wasn't going to have to pay for it. I liked it when I thought it wasn't going to hurt me, wasn't going to do anything to me, but now look what it's done. I don't like this. I heard somebody on one of the shows today. Let's see, I think that was on I guess it was Glenn Beck this evening. I can't remember. It was one of these shows where the person calls up and goes through the whole explanation, the insurance that she had that she was told she could keep.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, it's gone. That's been totally canceled. She's been forced into the exchange. The exchange is going to cost her something like $300 more a month, and it's going to give her less with a $6,500 payment that you got to pay up front. All these things, deductible, $6,500 deductible she didn't have before, and then it'll only pay 80% of the other stuff when the other would have paid the full amount. Everything has gone the other way of what she was told. And then, the one reporter from Fox News, he used to be with CNN, he's Fox News now, he was out there at the press conference of the political, the presidential thing, and he said something about, well, didn't the president say this wasn't going to change, people are going to be able to keep it? Is the president now ready to say that was just a blatant lie? That wasn't the truth, it's a lie? And then finally, the Carney, whatever his name is, he was out there saying, well, some people will lose the current coverage. Yes, some people will. Well, that's fraud. There was a total misrepresentation of what it was. It's fraud. So there again, isn't now the time to say repeal Obamacare?
Well, I can't understand why, and I get really aggravated when they let a Republican come to the, or a Republican gets up to the speaker, and, you know, I'm going, okay, now they're going to tell everybody what they need to hear. They're going to tell them, this is what we're doing. You know, because a lot of people don't understand what they're doing and why they're doing it. And so you need to let them know. You don't just talk to the reporters. You know, you talk to the people and advise them of what you're doing, why you're doing it, and why it has to be done this way, and why you need their support to, you know, to clean this mess up. They don't do it. They leave the people out there hanging. They no more know what they just said. They know what they said, but they don't know what they meant by it. And I'm going, what is your problem? You're supposed to be a congressman. You're supposed to know how to talk to people, how to get your message across, and you're doing anything but that. And I haven't figured out why they're approaching it that way. They're looking like dumbasses. Oh, I said it. I'm sorry. But,
Well, this is why it's like, okay, so what is the Republican Party supposed to stand for again? Because I don't see it. It seems to me just to be another wing of the DNC.
Well, you know, but, and you're right. But again, it's down to, why aren't they telling the people what they're doing and why they're doing it and why they need their support in order to accomplish saving them from all this crap that Obama has tricked them into? And they're not doing it. They're just not doing it.
Exactly. It's like, what part of this do you guys not figure out? Now, we understand, of course, we appreciate the fact that the liberal news media isn't going to report on whatever, depending on what they would say. But, you know, we would still hear some of this out here. We should still be
hearing. But when you've got a man standing at the microphone with a microphone in front of his face and the ability to, it's how I play this game. Okay, this is what I'm going to say. And when I get to the microphone, I would just unload on their butt.
Exactly.
I mean, once you're at the microphone, they're going to cut your feet off. If they cut your feet off, people are going to want to know why.
Exactly. Exactly. But, like I said, what do the Republicans stand for? You know, we're going to see the Republicans take this opportunity to revive their own existence, or are they going to continue to be the stupid liberal progressives they've been up to this point?
Well, it looks like they're going to be the stupidest liberal progressives they've been up to this point because, like I said, the opportunity is given to them to speak or forever hold their peace. And what are they doing?
Yeah,
I'm going to say hold their peace, but I think you know where my mind is.
Yeah. That's the truth. I mean, it's a slick truth.
Yeah, you know. It's like you said, they're too busy worrying about how many boats. John Connolly, right here in Texas, I get an email every day telling me what he voted for. Well, where were those emails that told me you voted for the NDAA? Where was the emails when you voted yes for all this other crap that we don't need or want? I didn't see those.
Right.
But he's telling me he voted no against Obamacare. He voted no against the amnesty. But, you know, I know that he voted for it before.
Exactly. They don't want you to know that part.
No, they're playing games. And then he asked me to contribute. Give me a break. I'm not going to contribute. You're a liar.
That's right. But see, this is where Mike Huckabee is going to be mad at you and these Tea Partiers who won't just go and give these people another round and keep them in there. Keep the incumbents in there. Now it's a risk. You either keep that incumbent in there or risk getting a Democrat. No, we ought to be able to get decent constitutionalists in there. That isn't what Huckabee thinks.
Well, the question is, since when or why does he call the Tea Party, you know, treat the Tea Party like they're dirt? We're fighting more than you are. You're not even lifting a damn finger to try and save this country. But we are.
Well, it's because the Republicans are just the same as the Democrats, and Huckabee is a Republican. His loyalty is to the Republican Party. He's a Republican puppet.
Well, I agree with that, Sally, but there's, you know, we've got Democrats out there doing the same stupid-ass thing who claim to be yep, that's what we are. Went brain dead again. Because they're conservative. Okay. That's the word I was looking for. Conservative.
Democrats, as a general rule, don't go and pretend to be conservatives.
Well, there are some conservatives up there, and there are some that have called themselves conservatives, but I'm wondering just, you know, how far is our conservatism going?
Well, again, I mean, what's the difference of a conservative Democrat versus a rhino Republican?
None.
So, I mean, but that's why, again, why I'm thinking right now, again, would be the time to go out there and say it's time to repeal Obamacare, because I think there's a lot of Democrats who are now seeing the suffering they have put on the middle class, the people they claimed that they cared so much about, and the people that they claimed this was going to help so much, and it's not helping them. It's harming more. And so I think there might actually be a few Democrats now, just like those who want the mandate extended. They shouldn't extend the mandate. They should make, you know, wait, we tried to get you to change your ways, you know, Ted Cruz, Mike Lee, Rand Paul, and even Marco Rubio a little bit there. We're out there trying to get them to change their position on Obamacare to start. We postponed it. They didn't want to do it. Now that it's a disaster, now the Democrats are coming out from the woodwork pretending, or now they want to do something because now they see they've stepped in it. And I say, no, leave it the way it is or repeal it.
Well, I think more people, you know, people didn't, and this is something else. In a way, and I might be wrong, I mean, if it was me, this is how I'd work it. Let them repeal it. And when I get, you know, not repeal it, let them extend it. And let more people figure out just what this crap is costing them. By the time they get through figuring it out, they won't want it anymore. And that's what they're afraid of. Then they're going to have 10 times as many people against this because people are finding out. Some of them aren't even qualifying that should be qualifying. So if they don't qualify and they can't pay the damn premiums, and by not qualifying, in other words, they're not getting all the
subsidies,
credits, and the break, you know, all the credits they're supposed to get.
Yeah.
So now they're paying, like this one guy I told you about, it cost them $1,800 a month to insure his family. And, you know, these people, I believe that they thought they were getting me a gimme. And come to find out, it's just like everybody's been trying to tell them. There is no such thing as a gimme.
Right. That's right. And it's the middle class who is being hurt the most because they make too much money to get any of the subsidies, and they're being knocked off the current plans and being forced into the more expensive crap. They're going to have to pay more, and they're going to get less. The rich people don't care. They can afford it. Wouldn't matter which. You know, they can afford the Cadillac plans through their own insurers, whatever. So the rich folks don't care. The lower income don't care because they're not going to have to pay anything. They're going to be subsidized. It's the middle class that's going to get screwed every which way on this. It's going to sacrifice.
Do you actually think the rich people are even going to have to deal with Obamacare?
Well, that's my point. I said they'll be able to afford their own private care. They don't need it. They can afford insurance or whoever they want, so that doesn't matter. They're not going to deal with it either, no.
And people were for this because Obama told them they would be able to keep their present insurance. Now they're finding
out. Which was a total lie. Total lie.
Now they're finding out that he's a liar. They wouldn't believe us before. And they're finding out that these people they voted in office did nothing but lie to them up front. I believe they got kickbacks from the insurance company. I said when this started, why aren't the insurance companies screaming? Why aren't they crying like babies? Because they're going to lose all this business. And come to find out, they're not going to lose any business. It's going to make them richer than ever.
That's right, because now they're going to get paid the same thing that has so much fraud in Medicare and this stuff, because it's the government dole. Now they're going to get the same government dole for everybody. It's going to be a bigger cash cow to them. And
exactly.
I would even try to tell that to other people. People were saying, well, the insurance companies weren't being fair to people, and they weren't doing this. And I said, do you think you're going to get better now? And I did exactly like you said. I said, did you ever notice the insurance companies weren't fighting Obamacare?
No.
They weren't fighting it because they're going to make more money off of you, and they're going to give you less. They're going to give
exactly.
You more.
They weren't crying. They weren't screaming. You're going to break us. You're going to do... They weren't doing all the things we are used to the insurance companies doing whenever someone tried to put restrictions or to make laws that made them be fair to the American public. They didn't cry and scream. They didn't kick.
And now there'll be no lawsuits. They won't have, I guarantee you there's no lawsuits against the government.
Well, no, there'll be. You can't sue the government.
Exactly. So when you might have had some recourse in the private sector to do something, and a lot of it's frivolous, I'll openly admit there's, you know, they needed tort reform on this stuff too. But at least you did have an option. Now you will have no option. So if they happen to cut off the wrong leg, oh well.
Oh, sorry. I had to go to a football game last night. My nurse did the surgery. I didn't.
That's right. I called it in. I was telling them what to do from my headset. But you'll have no choice, and it's like, you know.
I had a hangover. I just couldn't do it.
That's right.
This is not funny, but,
hey,
you know.
But it's a sad truth. It's what's going to happen. And it's like, this is what. Why do you think we were telling you this? And let's get back to communism.
Right. I mean, ask how many communists, people that have come over here from other countries to get away from communism, ask them how many choices they had. How many second chances did they have? How many times did the government say, oh, we're so sorry, we did this wrong, we'll fix it.
Exactly. And it's like, oh, dear Lord, help us. Help us. And then, you know, get rid of these people like Huckabee and John Ellis Bush and, of course, good old Bill Gates. I mean, oh, I'm telling you, these people are so disgusting. All I know is I just keep saying, dear Lord, tell me there's a heaven and a hell. I gotta believe there's a heaven and a hell and that the evildoers will pay.
Well, one time I heard a person say, and I'm beginning to believe them, How do you know you're already not living in hell? How do you know that this is not hell? And I looked at him and I said, you've got a point. But if this is hell, then when I die and I still have to go to hell anyway, I damn sure don't want to go there. That was stupid.
Well, I have many times said, hell is right here on earth. I mean, I've heard that expression and I've said it, this is hell on earth. And there's times when you kind of wonder, it's like, well, is this our second chance to make corrections for something else and go through the pearly gates after we leave this one, or does this mean we're truly doomed to the other one? I don't know. But I totally, I do agree. There's the evilness that's on this planet from humans, not from the animal life form, but the evilness of humans. You got to think there's definitely a piece of hell on this planet, one way or another.
Sally, do you know where middle class income starts? What's the gauge they use for that? Do you know what it is?
Gosh, I don't know off top, but I would be willing to bet it's probably something like $25,000.
Well,
yeah.
It's because what I'm asking myself is, I'm asking myself, where does this so-called middle class start, and where does the lower class begin? Because it doesn't make sense to me. And this guy I was talking to that was telling me this about his, you know, what he was going to have to pay and what it was going to cost him and everything to insure his kids, he didn't look to me that he fit within the middle class. And he didn't look like to me that he was a millionaire. Of course, you can't go by looks. I mean, because I was surprised many a time when I worked in flea market business. I had a millionaire come up and used to haggle with me every weekend over the price of tools. And I assumed because of the way he looked when he came in to do business with me that he was a poor, broke man, and I felt sorry for him. And I gave him prices that fit my opinion of him. And all the people that I knew in that flea market laughed at me. They said he had enough money he could have bought and sold me over twice. And I said, well, that little snot. You know?
Go ahead.
I was asking that because I'm going, what, you know, what people are getting slapped in the face with this, you know, middle class title, but going to have to pay rich man's prices?
Well, I'm trying to look real quick here to see if I can find anything that actually says it. This one here makes it look like income, how to gauge your middle class status. What the 50% of the families in the middle class, in the middle of the scale, household income ranges from $51,000 to $123,000 for a typical four-person, two-parent family. That's $51,000 to $123,000. But, of course, that probably does depend on, you know, how many are in the household.
$51,000 to
$123,000.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm going to open this up and see if I can see the date that was taken. It's U.S. News Today that has that out there.
Well, I don't think this man fit in that category.
Well, and again, I think, too, some of it's going to depend on what state you're in, too. I mean, $51,000 in Florida is a lot different than $51,000 in New York.
Well, that's true. But like I said, like we both said, this is going to be so pitiful for people like some retired people who have retired to Florida but who are not millionaires. You know?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
They went down there with, you know, peanuts in their pocket, and they signed up for this Obamacare thing, and they really think it's going to save them a bunch of money, and they should be running so scared, and I think they're beginning to.
Yeah, you would think right now, and that's why I just keep saying, now the time, they definitely should be saying a lot more about repealing it now. And I mean, if they don't repeal it now, I agree with you, the suffering is going to get worse. But I think right now, in the suffering, repeal it now. It's going to get worse, people. You think it's bad now, do you really want to wait 12 more months and before you really suffer from this stuff? Let's see, this, okay. I want to see if I can find a date on that article. Of course, they don't want to post the date on there. I'll never know why they do that. Put articles out here and don't put a stinking date on them. Why do they do that?
They're afraid somebody might hold their feet to the fire.
Okay, where did you come up with that? Yep. Let's see. Well, anyway, and again, it's definitely relative to where you live. So, 51 to 123.
Right. But you know, you're right. You know, if they're going to do something about it, but like I said before, I cannot understand why they're not telling people why they have to do something about it now. Why they don't tell them about the attachments and everything that's attached to that people know nothing about. Some of us do, but a lot of them don't.
Yeah.
You know, all about taking your guns away from you and all this neat stuff, you know, that they're trying to bring in from through the back door.
Yeah, and there's just so much going on, so anti-American, so anti-freedom, and the Republicans don't seem to be speaking up about much of any of it. I mean, and really, what was that thing they had today, the NSA thing? Well, the NSA, that's another thing that Obama didn't know anything about. They're spying on the other leaders of the world, our allies. But there was it was supposed to be a march on D.C., and I don't know what day it was, but it was over the weekend or what the deal was. But Glenn Beck was making a joke about you had the Tea Partiers and the ACLU out there marching at the same time because they're both outraged by the NSA spying on people. So what better are people actually starting to come together and realize what the Constitution is and what your rights are?
Well, I tell you what, when you have the big Tea Partiers... I didn't know about that one. I mean, that's a total oxymoron in itself. And the ACLU both marching on the White House now. How? Because the ACLU is part of the reason we're in the mess we're in as far as our criminals and our illegals. And then the Tea Partiers who are conservatives. Now, that's just an oxymoron.
But they all believe in the personal rights. They all believe in individual freedom. They don't believe the NSA has the right to spy on everybody.
And how many... I want to know how many people believe that Obama didn't know anything about anything.
Well, there's this one part of me that says, no, he doesn't know anything about anything. He's totally clueless. But the other part of me... It says he's conniving and deceitful and evil, and he knows all about this, and this is part of his master plan. But the play dumb is also part of his master plan.
Well, believe
so
the first...
He's not... Yeah.
Believe the part of you, because this man knows everything about everything that's going on. Nobody's hiding anything from him. They don't want anybody to know that he knows anything. You know, that's first and foremost the rule. Don't let anybody think he knows anything.
Right. Nothing's his fault.
No.
He doesn't know anything. It can't be his fault.
That's right.
Well, wait a minute. You're the commander-in-chief.
Well, he's commander. Chief, I don't know so much about.
Well, like I said, he's commander of something. We just haven't figured out what.
Well, I know that he's a yes man for Soros. We know that.
Yeah, and the Muslim Brotherhood.
Yeah, and the Muslim Brotherhood. And people that don't know that or understand that, they need to start doing some reading. It's all over the place. It's anywhere that you can think of to look for it. And they need to get on board with this stuff.
Totally agree.
Can't.
Okay. Just so you know, those numbers I gave you before were from 2010. U.S. News, the 51,000 to 123,000. And now this is a report from July of this year, Huffington Post. Let's see if I can see some numbers on this one. You got me curious when you were asking about that. This will be my last attempt to find it. The middle class. It's the world's biggest consuming group. Spending power. No, tell me the amount. The range here. Well, sooner or later it'll show up. Well, we need to find out the name of that book you were talking about, too. Let's see here. While consumer spending drove, okay, I don't care about that. Okay, you're asking me, what does it mean to be middle class? Are you going to tell me? Come on. Let's see. Nearly two-thirds report, okay. Well, someplace in there they might actually show the money.
Show us the money.
Right. Let's see. Well, this is cute. They never showed anything about, they don't actually give the amounts, not unless it's a chart down here. It's not a show. Huffington Post, I guess I shouldn't have expected too much from them.
No, it's the Huffington Post, remember.
Yep. Well, we'll see if it loads some kind of a slideshow. And that's what kind of slideshow it would be. Except possibly the numbers, but anyway, they definitely didn't want to make it too obvious. Other spending priorities, spent on a vehicle, and then, you know, 28, 27%. Stupid percentages of stuff that's not giving me a dollar amount.
Yeah.
Of what they earn. Okay. Key trend among today's middle class is they are overwhelmingly well-educated, and higher studies are key priorities to the group. You know, it's that kind of stuff. They're not telling me their income. They're
not giving you the figures.
No.
Well, they want you to guess. They don't want people to know the figures because they might get upset.
I guess so. I guess so. But then again, like I said, what do you expect on this one, I guess? But the name of the CNBC was supposed to be the ones who came up with this. What does it mean to be middle class? Doesn't tell you anything on their income. So it doesn't tell me much based on what you said, fools.
Well,
the other one was from 2010. Yeah.
People who go to the polls this next election for our senators, and remember this is senators, and the Senate is where at this moment in time we're having problems getting some decent bills passed because there's not enough Republicans in there. And I'm only saying Republicans because there's nothing else. I'm going to say conservatives. There's not enough conservatives sitting in the Senate. And since the majority of conservatives run under, or we recognize as people who run as Republicans because they think they're getting into a conservative party, and I'm only talking about new people. I'm not talking about people who have been in there 100 years because we don't need those people reelected.
Exactly.
You have to know who you're voting for. We need new blood, but we need people who are conservatives.
Yeah, those who actually have some clue what the Constitution is and happen to believe in it.
Yeah, like a guy who was running here in Seguin for judge, county judge. And I asked him, I went up to him and I asked him, I said, do you call yourself, he's an attorney. I said, would you call yourself a constitutional judge if you were reelected? And he looked at me and he said, well, yeah, wouldn't anybody? And to me, that's the wrong answer.
Exactly. That's just pretty.
You know, his immediate thought was, I don't know a damn thing about the Constitution, but I'm going to say yeah because that's what she's looking for. And these are the kind of people you don't want to elect.
Right. Right. What is it? Karen Schoen who says talks about, if they say the Constitution is a living document, that's when you know to go the other way or something. When they say things like that, then it's like you know they don't appreciate what the Constitution is.
Or if they say, oh, well, why be a Constitution? The Constitution is outdated. And for people who don't understand the Constitution, I don't care what year it is. It is the best rule of thumb or guide to running a free civilization. I don't care how old it gets.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And if they don't believe in, if they don't want to follow or believe in this Constitution, go to another country and follow whatever Constitution they happen to believe with. They don't have to stay here. As far as I know, America's never insisted on anti-Americans staying here. If you don't believe in the Constitution, go someplace else.
Yeah, we don't mind if you pick up your bags and go back to Mexico. Well, gates are wide open for you. Oh, did I say that?
Not just Mexico. We're talking about the Middle East. And, of course, all of South America. Just all of it. And hey, if you'd rather be in Canada, go back there. I don't care. We didn't ask you to come down here.
Well, I've never heard too many Canadians complain about it. But,
no.
You know, I said Mexico because they come over here, and this is, you know, you hear, well, we don't want to become citizens. We don't want to become citizens. We just want to live here. Well, I'm glad that you want to live here, but I'm tired of supporting you.
Exactly.
If you don't feel like this country is our country, is the United States, and it belongs to, I'm getting brain dead. It belongs to Mexico, then you don't need to be here.
Exactly. This is not Mexico. It's the United States of America. And if you want to go, I mean, there's so much you ought to do to take care of what you've got down there in Mexico now. Go down there and clean up your own government and take care of the mess and the drug lords and everything else that's going on down there. You want us to clean up your mess down there while you come up here and destroy this? No. It's not the way it is. Not the way it should be. That's
yeah,
what
I haven't,
think.
I haven't figured out why they can't grow kahunas enough to take care of their own damn country.
Well, that's it. And it's like, well, wait a minute. You can't take care of your own country. You're fleeing your own country here, yet you want to take over this country. Why? You know, go down there and, you know, I really do think there's more that we should do, like secure the border and stop promoting the drug lords, all that crap that's going on that border that with all the crime and everything else. There's things we should do to help on that because
exactly.
It's for our safety as well. But, you know, let them clean up their own government. Stop. Why are we giving subsidies to Mexico? And why are we paying to secure their southern border? I mean, how stupid is that? I mean, all this other garbage, games that we play while we sacrifice the American people. I mean, to me, that's the ultimate treason. This government does everything to support the world, but it sacrifices its own people first.
Then that gets you right back into one world government.
Yep, one world government treason.
So, you know, that's why you've got best NBA basketball teams and you have got football teams going over, and I asked myself first time I heard it, going over there to play basketball. And when I heard that, I said, for what? Well, now I know for what.
Oh, my. I'm like, okay.
They're trying to build themselves a fan base so
right.
they can teach these people over there how to play baseball. They already know how to play basketball. I mean, football. So that these rich guys can still make all their damn money.
Well, right now, there's a lot of non-Americans on the Major League Baseball, too. I don't know what percentage is. There's a big percentage of those who aren't Americans. And that's on, truly, I believe that's on basketball and on baseball. How many how many American teams have so many foreigners on them, non-Americans?
I don't know how many. I know it's a bunch, but that's because they can get them cheaper. I mean,
they can get them cheaper than the
players they get here because they don't know.
But that doesn't last for long. once they get on the team, once they start learning what American money is, they change their ways on that pretty fast. But I think it's pretty disgusting. You're saying we can't even find enough Americans who can play basketball?
Well,
and
they can,
you know,
but they go over there because, like I said, the first time out, they get them a heck of a lot cheaper than what they could get the American boys to play for. Are these,
well, that's
these
only because of the
recruited
of
out
the,
of college? Huh?
Well, that just goes to the stupidity of the ball clubs who do it. It's like they bid themselves out. So that's not really, to me, that's not a valid reason. Not like it is on some of the other industries where they bring over the IT people so they can pay them dog wages.
Right.
And brush over the Americans that are here.
Right.
But no, because they bid. That's another team. It doesn't matter if this was some foreign player coming over who was coming over to play for $500 a game, which of course would be a joke, $500 a game, then another team will bid them, and they'll keep bidding, and they'll keep bidding, and they'll keep getting the price up, so that really wouldn't last that way. And all the Major League Baseball and basketball, all they have to do is say, no, we're not going to pay that much. You know what? If you think, well, earning $500,000 a year is not enough for you, go out there in the real world and flip burgers at McDonald's and see what you like. Because what you learned in college ain't going to do you any good. Because you figure, most of these pro athletes, if you took them out off the field or off the court, what would they have to do in the real world? How much money would they make anyplace else? So truly, they have a lot of options, but they're just stupid because they don't have to pay for their stadiums or anything else. We get to pay for all that. Just like here in Orlando, a stupid soccer stadium. Why are we building a soccer stadium here in Orlando, Florida, except to give money to the cronies?
Right, because up until we became the minority, Americans didn't like soccer.
They don't like it. It's going to be a flop. It has nothing to do with, bringing money to the area. Right now, the Orlando Magic is still a loser here in Orlando. It's the biggest piece of crap there is. Nobody cares about it. We've got Mickey Mouse. What else do we need, you know?
Yeah. Well, I don't know what. I just know we need to, like we're going to get back on subject here about it's time for them to repeal this Obamacare. And if they repeal the Obamacare, eliminate the add-ons they've got that a lot of people are not aware of, the things that it got added on to take our constitutional rights away from us, like owning a gun, then we can stop that. But if we can't get people to wake up and pay attention to what's going on, we're not going to stop nothing.
Exactly it. And they keep doing their best to divide people. The political parties do this too. You can go out there and say, which I do say, the Democrats and Republicans are all the same. It's one big liberal progressive mess. But at the same time, because they wear these different caps, one says Republican and one says Democrat, they'll go out there and divide and fight each other, even though they're all playing the same game.
I'll give you
other kind of craziness. Yeah.
Perfect example of that is a guy here in San Antonio. He's up for re-election. And he has, because of the way they voted, he's a representative, or is he a senator? No, he's a senator. Because of the way they vote, the House has been trying to fight and save our conservatism. He's decided he's going to run as a Democrat. Now, I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. He's running as a Democrat, and as somebody pointed out, he's changed parties with this election coming up because he's afraid he won't get reelected because of his stance on the bills that we managed to get voted vetoed and the way he stood on them, and he's afraid he's not going to get reelected against a woman that's running against him because she is a conservative.
Right.
So as we've talked before and said before, this is what has happened to the Republican Party. The guy stood up in front of the news, told the people that he was changing his party affiliation to the Democrat Party because he did not like the stance that they took on the amnesty bills and the Obamacare thing, the fight that they're putting on against it. So people, use your head. What does this tell you? It tells you this is what has happened to our Republican Party.
Yeah, it is. They run under whatever they think they're going to be able to get elected, and it has nothing to do with what their core values are or anything else. It's like, in this environment, here's the best way I can say the same thing or say this or say that, whatever. I mean, it's all strategy of how to get elected. It has nothing to do with core beliefs, core principles. And that is promoted. That attitude is promoted by both parties because neither party stands for anything anymore. They do not have any. Yeah, they don't stand for anything. So
no, it's easier for them to stand up and say, well, I'm going to run in this party because this party is too conservative for me. I want everything to be in a giveaway program. Now, I'm not going to tell you what nationality this guy was, but he wasn't black and he wasn't white.
Okay. Okay, well.
At least you have a few to pick.
Did you hear me?
What?
I said he could be an Italian.
Well, let's put it this way. His skin was not quite as olive as the Italian. Bye.
Bilingual, I'm sure.
I know, but you know, and in other words, he's saying, well, I want giveaway programs, and you're not willing to vote for them, so I'm going to change what I'm running for so I can hurry up and get these giveaway programs for you.
Well, it's the exact same thing we were talking about. And this is why it's like people who are trying to save the United States of America, you got to go beyond the parties. You got to look at the people. We got to get decent people out there. And I'm asking everybody out there, excuse me, if you didn't hear my rant of the first 30 minutes, please go play the rant of the first 30 minutes and make sure you email Mike Huckabee and the Republican Party, every Republican Party by every state you can. I hit as many of them as I can out there and tell them this is why the Republican Party is dying. This is why we have to get rid of the Republican Party. Save America, abandon today's liberal progressive GOP. We need real constitutionalists in there, and I don't see them in either of the parties now. And Mike Huckabee is out there promoting Common Core big time. It's so disgusting. And he's out there promoting amnesty. What I read earlier isn't the full-blown amnesty, but he still is supporting giving money to the illegals for college when the Americans can't afford it. Wait a minute. There's something wrong here. So, you know, Mike Huckabee, he's a true example of the GOP establishment. He doesn't stand for anything either. He'll say whatever he has to say to for his performance on TV, but when it comes right down to it, he's a liberal progressive. And, you know, he can make various jokes about McCain or whatever, but go look in the mirror. Excuse me. And, I mean, when he went and supported or endorsed John Mica, he endorses whoever the GOP establishment tells him to endorse. There's no way you could endorse Mica if you're a fiscal conservative, because he's not. All he does is give money to his daughter's company, earmarks, and every other kind of pork projects that you can imagine. He's a part of TSA. Come on, give me a break, you know. So, you know, if that's what you're going to endorse, claiming to be a conservative, then you're just proving to me what you really are. You're just a GOP puppet. But, you know, Huckabee wanted to make sure he had that key speaker note thing out there for the convention and all this other stuff, so he would do whatever he was told, and that's what he did. And now he keeps promoting Common Core. Excuse me.
Well,
we've got about 5 minutes here because I have to wrap this up. This is another one of these nights when I got to go to work again. So let's see. I mean, you're more than welcome to keep talking if you got if you can.
No, I've said enough. Go ahead.
No, you haven't. Come on, you know you haven't. Especially when I didn't have a show last week. No, but I'll remind everyone this Thursday. I'm going to try to do it every Thursday. We'll see how long this lasts. But Thursday is going to be a Florida report, and we're going to get into the transportation. A lot of what's happening in transportation here in Florida is happening nationwide, where they literally want to tax you per mile driven on top of the gas tax, on top of the toll taxes. You know, this is why we got it one reason. This is just one of many reasons why we have to get rid of the rhino by the name of Rick Scott here in Florida. And the Republican Party is endorsing him. It's the same old thing. Every time I look around, it's like, why would, if you truly believe in the Constitution and believe in any kind of constitutional values, Republican Party, why would you endorse these people? You wouldn't. So, again, you just prove to me what you are, what you truly are. And we've got to get somebody else in there to go up against Rick Scott. And I think there's a couple out there now. One's actually a Libertarian. And I'll be more than happy to vote for a Libertarian. I have no qualms about that. If the Republican Party insists on being stupid, whatever else you want to call it, liberal, progressive, in endorsing these kind of people. I'm not going to support the Republican Party. That's all there is to it. I believe in America. I'm an American. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Libertarian. I'm an American, and I'm going to vote for America, not these other idiots. And I do say idiots quite often. I probably shouldn't say it as much, but whatever.
Well, you know, there's an old saying, when the shoe fits, wear it. And
exactly.
I think the Republican Party is wearing it very aptly these days.
They are.
You know, it doesn't take you to go here. And you remember the day when your mom put shoes on you and fell to the toe to make sure your toe wasn't going to get pinched on the end and everything? Well, you know, we've got some Republicans out there picked out these shoes, and they ain't going to pinch their toes for long because we're going to take the damn things off of them and hide them, we hope.
Now, we're going to get some of those Texas pointed-toe boots, and we're going to do some kicking. Pointed-toe, steel-toed, yeah. We're going to give
we're gonna
them
do some big-time hiney kicking. Now, see, I cleaned
That's
it up.
Right.
Aren't you proud of me?
Very good. Okay.
Oh, mercy.
Your last words of wisdom for us tonight.
Oh, Lord. New prayer. Dear Lord, please take my pointed toe boots and get rid of some of these liberals in both parties so we can go back to living under the rule of our Constitution and abandon these communist ways they've adopted. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I totally agree. And on that note, thank you everyone for tuning in. Please tune in Thursday. Please be Americans. United, we will stand. Divided, we don't have a chance. And on that note, dear Lord God, please bless the USA. Good night, everyone.
Good night.